The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, 9:07. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, so you bailed on me last week.
I know. I totally forgot I wasn't working last week, so I was even talking to Eric on the Fix It show. I'm like, yeah, I'll see you Saturday. Saturday rolled around. I'm like, oh, wait, I don't have to do the show today. So how'd it go? Everything good?
Everything is really good. Libby's great. Grateful for Libby filling in. It's always fun. Libby's very, very excited about travel, as are you.
Yes.
Who's not excited about travel?
How can you not
I was at a graduation party last night. Everybody wants to talk about where have you been and where are you going?
Yes, yeah? Exactly. So where have you been? Where are you going?
Yeah, so I was in Ireland, of course. I got back on the 18th of May. And on the 18th of June, I'm leaving on the Gene Miller trip on the fabulous SS Joie de Vivre, one of the Uniworld super ships that is going to be doing the Seine River. We're going up to the beaches of Normandy. Shockingly, Gene and his lovely wife, Luann, have been to Paris, but they had never been to Normandy. So I said, it was good for Jeff Wagner. Why not for you? So
exactly.
A couple more weeks of me, then we'll have a couple people filling in for one person filling in for 1 week, and then I'm back. But then we start hot and heavy after that. I have a very full summer with a couple of Alaskas and the Battlefields trip, which we've talked about a couple of times. There still is space on that Battlefields trip. So if you look at our website, foxworldtravel.com. You go to travel, you go to vacation travel, you go to group travel. You will find all of the group vacations that we have, including Iceland with Colleen Allsberg, Magnificent Switzerland, Discover Croatia, lots of things, including France, Belgium, and the Battlefields with Rose Gray. And it's going to be very exciting. I was corresponding with some of the guests over the weekend, talking about what we're going to be doing and some ideas of how they should dress and things like that. So I had the opportunity to do that trip in 2018, and so we're repeating it. So it's going to be a great trip. We're with the fabulous Jean Bromage, Gigi's husband, who is a World War II expert, and it was a fantastic trip, and it promises to be so again in September.
You bring up an interesting point. So what to wear? Are there websites out there? Like if you're going to a destination and you're not, I don't know why you wouldn't do this, but you're not using a travel agent.
Yeah.
Can you go to find a website that says, hey, this is what it's going to be temperature wise. This is kind of what people wear while you're there.
You can Google that kind of stuff and you can look at the climate and the predictions for what it's going to be. I have this theory that is be prepared for anything, because many of the destinations that we travel to in the summer, that being Europe, is very on a very same parallel as we are in the United States. So you think about in Wisconsin, rather. So think about what we get in Wisconsin. I mean, it's chilly out there this morning and it's June. So how does that work? And am I going to be on open water? And when I'm in open water, do I need to have some kind of weather protection for getting wet? Am I going to get splashed? Do I need something rain resistant, water resistant, that kind of thing? So you can never go wrong if you dress in layers.
I can think of many times where we've gone somewhere and end up buying a sweatshirt or buying a jacket because you think, oh, we're going to San Francisco. It's going to be beautiful. It's California. And no, it's cold.
Exactly.
Dreary.
And then you pay twice as much for a sweatshirt you're not that in love with.
Right.
But that's okay, because then you've got a souvenir from the trip anyway. But I just have a standard, I can pack so quickly for trips. I talk to people and they're like, wait, you're leaving this afternoon and you haven't packed yet? I pretty much know what I'm going to be taking. I do it a lot. When you travel with one of our groups, we do send you packing tips in advance, especially for any of our European trips, but especially for Alaska. And we give you that information after you've committed to your trip. Certainly, we're not going to give you that information prior to that. But as we move along throughout the process of your depositing and then your final payment, we do give you documents. We send you hints and tips and things to remember to bring. And it was very, very helpful to have those tips for me because I am a washcloth person. I use a washcloth to remove my makeup. They're very uncommon. That's very uncommon in Europe to have a washcloth in the bathroom.
Really?
The higher end hotels definitely do have it because they know they're going to be getting Americans.
Right.
And so it's a little more common to find them there. But I pack washcloths and Ziploc bags to put the washcloths in after I've used them because in two of the four hotels we were in Ireland, there were no washcloths.
See?
Yep.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yet one more reason to use Fox World Travel.
There you go.
The tips you need to know. All right. So what are we talking about the rest of this hour?
So we've got some big event going on the 16th of June. We want to talk about that. We want to talk about why we talked about plan, pivot, and patience a couple of weeks ago. Yes. And I talked about it with Libby on the Memorial Day weekend. And something happened this week that required Fox to pivot quickly. So we'll talk about that.
And we also love to hear from you. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 916.
Hey, you know why
degrees.
Isaac is playing this great music? Because Italy dropped their COVID requirements to enter their country on June 1.
It's June already.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
June
1. So you don't have to have
no negative test, no COVID requirement, nothing. Now, I caution people, cruise lines and tour companies can still have the requirement that you are vaccinated.
Okay.
And many, many, many of them do. But if you were just to fly to Italy right now, you do not need to show proof of vaccine or a letter of recovery or anything. No negative test, nothing.
So still check before you travel.
Correct.
To make sure you know what you need.
Right.
Because you don't want to show up and not be prepared for it.
But this was big news. June 1, they just lifted everything. And again, the other hint is make sure you still have a couple masks with you because there are still masking requirements in public transportation in Italy. So trains and taxis are still requiring the mask.
Right.
But that's great news. And one more reminder to anyone who cares or is listening that it would really be helpful if the United States would remove that requirement that you need to test negative to come into our country because it is preventing people from traveling and it is preventing 100% recovery of the travel industry.
Right. I'm sure a lot of big wig travel people that can affect that are listening right now.
And that is why it is so important for Fox to be a member of an organization like ASTA, the American Society for Travel Advisors, who do have a big voice and can lobby for something like this with the Biden administration, which they are doing right now.
Awesome. We did mention it is June 4th, the first Saturday in June, but we have a June event coming up.
We do. So it's called Adventures by Disney. And we have a virtual event that's going to be hosted by one of our Disney Dream Team experts, Chelsea. It's June 16th at 6 p.m. and it's Adventures by Disney. And for those of you who do not know what Adventures by Disney is, you might take the opportunity to look at that registration on our link under the resources tab, where you will learn what makes a Disney adventure unique. Why is a Disney difference important on these particular events? They're unbelievable guides that are with you, and these are for families. These are for children. They tell you in depth what age level, what activity level, what you're looking for. But as you can imagine, with anything Disney, it's a VIP experience with some remarkable access to some remarkable things that only Disney can provide.
They do it over the top. I'm interested because I see whitewater rafting on the photo above it. And when I think Disney, that's not the first thing that comes to my mind.
Nope. Right? So what Disney has done is they have created some immersive, exclusive, guided group vacations. And they put the Disney magic touch on them by bringing in superior guides with impressive resumes that have family ties and understand how to relate to families and children. And again, they tell you what age group you're going to be looking for. And they do Africa and Asia and South America and Europe. And they have them in North America as well. So you could start out stateside if you chose to do this. And you could broaden your horizons as you fall magically in love with Adventures by Disney. So to learn more about this, this is June 16th. It's a Thursday night at 6 p.m. Join Chelsea, our Disney advisor from the Dream Team, along with Frank Westfall. You want to talk about somebody who has represented Disney for, I think, 20 plus years and who is a Disney aficionado. That's Frank. So he's going to be on the call as well. So I'm going to join the call simply because I want to hear all about these adventures by Disney and hope one day maybe I could take one of my grandkids on one of these things.
There you go. FoxWorldTravel.com on the resources tab is where you can sign up for that event.
It's absolutely right.
And all the past ones that have happened are up there too that you can go back and listen to if you'd like.
So what else is on that website is if you go under Why Fox, which is between travel and resources, you will find careers. And if you were listening last week when Libby and I talked briefly about this, we have an opportunity for you to apply for the VTI, Virtual Travel Vacation Travel Institute, or BTI, Business Travel Institute. This is paid training by Fox. Well, you will learn all you need to know to have a successful career as a vacation travel advisor or a business travel advisor. Two very different things, but somewhat similar in that you are selling travel. So how exciting is that? If they had had that when I was a kid, I would have jumped on that.
I said the same thing. Yeah. You know, knowing what I know now, if I could go back and be 21 again, I'd totally apply for that.
Yep.
So, all right. Lots of good stuff up at FoxWorldTravel.com. What's the phone number people call?
866-GO-FOX-GO. And we are there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Our seasonal Saturdays will start back again once this lovely summer is over. And give us a call anytime. Contact us is a great way on our website to get a hold of somebody. Ask a question, express your opinion, what have you. That's an opportunity for you as well.
To get on the show, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. When we get back, we'll answer some of these text questions that have been coming in. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
924, 59 degrees, Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Good morning. Thanks for listening to the Fox World Travel Show. 855-616-1620 is the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. Let's go to Jackie in New Berlin. Good morning, Jackie. What's your question?
Good morning. I'm traveling from Miami up to the Amazon and back to Miami. My question is, will I have to take a COVID test in Miami to get back into the United States? And if it's positive, what is the quarantine policy?
Okay, so you're asking, do you need to have a negative COVID test to return to the U.S.?
Correct.
Yes. So what city are you flying from?
I'm flying from Milwaukee and taking a cruise up the Amazon.
Yep, but when you fly back to the U.S., how are you getting back?
Miami.
Okay.
Flying from Miami.
Okay, but when you're done with your Amazon cruise, how are you flying back to Miami?
Oh, I arrive. It's a round trip, Miami to Miami. Sorry, I didn't explain that.
Okay, so the ship starts in Miami?
And it comes back in Miami, yes. It's Oceana.
Oh, okay. So if you're on a cruise ship, you may have to test to come back into the U.S. And if you do, the cruise line will provide you with that testing.
Okay.
Yeah. So look through your documentation. They should explain to you how that's going to be handled.
Okay. Is that true of any cruise ship traveling?
Yep.
When you come back, it might have to be tested to come in the United States.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I have a follow-up question to that then. So let's say I do test positive then on the ship.
Yep.
Do I stay on the ship or do I get off and go to a hotel?
Typically, if you are in a port, they're going to get you off the ship.
Right. And so they can then put somebody else in there. And
well, so they can disinfect it and they can get ready for the next one. So what she's doing is a round trip Miami. And so by the time they would test her 24 hours before arriving back into the United States on that ship, then they're going to put her right off. Basically.
They know exactly where
and so
she's
then
going.
Instead of her being able to board the plane to fly back to Milwaukee, she's going to have to change her airline ticket so that she can stay longer in Miami. But the cruise lines, for the most part, have been very helpful with all of this. They really have. I told you before at the beginning of the show that Fox had to make a pretty big pivot this past week. And so I'll tell the listeners what actually happened. On June 1, we found out, just like people who were booked on the cruise, we had zero advance notice. Carnival Corporation, who owns Holland America, made the decision that anybody that is going to Alaska and doing the land first, which is what all of Fox World Travel's groups do, now has to be tested before they can actually start the tour. 72 hours for a PCR test and 48 hours for an antigen test. We had zero advance notice of this. We have a group leaving on the 5th of June. That's tomorrow. And we have a group that's leaving on the 7th of June. And that is all.
And
the,
when did you get this call?
June 1.
June 1.
Yep.
So you basically had to get in and get it done like within 2 days.
Exactly. Like, and so again, we had no notice. Holland America was not notified by their parent company, Carnival. We all got the information at the same time.
What would have happened if I had booked that trip on my own and didn't have a travel agent and this change came into place? Because you guys then had to call everybody,
That's right?
And say, hey, we just found out.
Well, and the other thing is hotels... The cruise line did contact people directly, but we discovered that many of those notifications went into their spam folders.
Oh, because it was just an email?
Because it was just an email and it looked like junk mail.
Sure, because it was probably a mass email to everybody on their list.
Yep. So we reached out personally to everybody and let everybody know that that's what's going on. And of course, people were scrambling to get it accomplished. And again, talk about having to pivot. You're packing. You think you have all of your things ready and you've got your documentation and you've got your passport and you know that when you get off the land part of it, Holland America is going to help you with the testing to get onto the ship.
Right.
But now you find out you have to do a test to get on the land portion.
What were the three P's?
Yeah, plan, pivot, and patience.
Got to have all three.
Yep.
If you're traveling in today's world. And if you're living in today's world.
Yeah.
Not just travel. It's with everything. Like you can plan for this, but it probably isn't going to happen the way you think.
Right. And you can
be ready to pivot.
You can be as mad as you want at anybody, right? Who you want to be mad at? I'm going to be mad at Carnival Corporation. And where's that going to get you?
Right.
Yeah.
If people would just quit flipping people off while they're driving, I'd be happy. It's gotten bad. It's gotten really bad. All right. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. It is the Fox World Travel Show. We'd love to hear from you. 855-616-1620. But now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jasper Appleton. Good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:34, good morning, Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Is that Italian music?
It is Italian music. We're celebrating the fact that Italy dropped their COVID requirements.
Yay! Yet one more. How many do we have left to go? 800 countries?
Well, there's a lot that have been put on back up on the COVID CDC's COVID high risk level again. So they moved up. So,
all right. We are taking calls and texts at 855-616-1620. That's the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line. Let's go over here. We will be spending 2 nights in Dublin prior to heading to London for the Packer game. What is a good hotel near the Temple Bar area?
Okay, so the Temple Bar area is very much where you want to be when you're in Dublin because that's where lots and lots of pubs are located and it's very popular. So probably the most well-known hotel in the Temple Bar area is the Grafton Hotel. That's a very, very popular hotel. There's another one that is called, there's a Westin in the Temple Bar area if you're looking for something more American.
Okay.
You recognize the name Westin.
Sure.
The Clarence Hotel, the Temple Bar Hotel, those are all kind of in that same area and they're all fabulous. And those are all 4 stars.
But okay.
Why not treat yourself to a 4-star hotel?
855-616-1620. Rose, which river cruise in Europe would be the best if I know I'm only going to do this once?
Okay. So if you're only going to do it once, the bigger question to me would be, which river am I doing? So to me, starting out, the Danube is probably my favorite way to start river cruising. My favorite itinerary would be Budapest to Prague.
Okay.
That's just me. And we offer that at Fox. We offer that. There are several river cruise companies that I would highly recommend. I have sailed on Avalon. Their claim to fame is the ceiling to floor full windows. Full windows. Like, think about a big sliding patio door.
Right.
That's what you have in your suite.
That's nice.
Yep, that's amazing. They also, their other claim to fame is the fact that they have the newest ships on the rivers. They do not refurbish ships, they replace ships. So every 5 years, they're replacing ships. They're not refurbishing. The other cruise line that we use, and I will be sailing on in a few weeks, is Uniworld. Uniworld is going to be a step above with regard to ambiance, with regard to decor, with regard to a few other things. They include all the beverages, whereas Avalon includes beer and wine with lunch and dinner. So okay. A little bit different there. And they are just très bien. They're just fabulous. They're just over the top. So I feel sad that this texter, though, is saying they're only going to do it once because that's just one river, right?
Right.
So, and so we can help you with all of those things. Yeah. And again, 866-GO-FOX-GO and work out the itinerary, the ship, and the cruise line with an expert.
All right. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. It says here, we're going to Alaska with you on July 10th. Do we need to have PCR tests done 72 hours before? And do we get tested on the ship before we fly out of Vancouver?
Okay. If everything stays the way it is, if everything is as it is here June 4th, currently, the news broke June 1st that we do need to have a PCR test 48 hours before we arrive on the ship or an antigen test 72. Oh, it's the opposite way. Sorry. PCR test up to 72 hours before we get on the land part of it and antigen test 48 hours before. So we're going to have to test before we get on the plane, unless you're already arriving in Anchorage or Fairbanks, or if they're with me, they'll be in Fairbanks, then you would have to do it in Fairbanks if you go ahead of the group, okay? Yes, we have to test to get on the ship. Holland America is arranging that for us. So while we're on the land part of it, before we get on the ship in Whittier, Holland America will have us tested before we actually get on the ship. And yes, we do have to test to fly out of Vancouver, and Holland America is no longer assisting with that. So you have a couple of choices there. You can either do one of those monitored COVID tests that you bring along. You have to rely on the Wi-Fi of the ship if you're going to do that. We also have information that the Vancouver airport is doing testing day of, and you make an appointment and you prepay it. And that's the route I'm going to take because my flight is around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll be disembarking around 8 o'clock in the morning. That's kind of standard procedures. And then I'm going to make my testing appointment on the website that we will provide to you and then prepay it. And then I will go there and have that test taken.
So just one more thing to think about.
It's just one more thing to think about, but it's not going to stop me from going.
Exactly. All right. When would be the best time to book a 2024 Alaskan cruise?
Probably as soon as you can.
So we can book it that far out at this point?
We're not there yet.
No. Okay.
This is the earliest that the cruise lines that do Alaska have ever had their 2023 product out. Normally, we see that July, August, that kind of a thing. We've had that information out for months. We put that information out already in March. So we know that these cruise lines realize that the pent-up demand for Alaska is going to be incredibly great and that they need to get this information and the availability to book out sooner. And so as soon as I know that the 2024s are out, I will let the listening audience know, and then to get the best sailing and the best pricing and the best offers, book early.
Right. So we're looking springish of next year.
I would say that probably would be correct. Yep. Okay. Exactly. And then we will be announcing at that point in time what groups we're going to have, yep, as well as how you do what we call FIT, which is basically independent travel that you're going to be doing on your own, which we can assist with you as well. I never mean to imply that all Fox does is groups. Certainly we have, you know, stellar frontline advisors who can put all of this together for you, and that's what they're there for.
You also do business travel, Disney, or up on
weddings and meetings and incentives, yeah, and yep, we're pretty much your full service travel agency.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Couple segments left. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear a phone, like call us on the phone. A lot of people are hiding behind the text these days. It is nice to hear a voice sometimes.
Well, and then I can ask questions.
There we go. 855-616-1620. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rain on and off today. Going to be a high of 67. Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. Good morning. It is 9:45. Fox World Travel Show taking your calls at 855-616-1620. Let's go over to Ron in Grafton. Good morning, Ron. What's your question?
Hey, good morning, Dayton and Rose. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, we just got back from that Alaska land and cruise package, and it was great. It really was. But my question is, we signed up for this package last year, and it was the day after Thanksgiving, I believe. We had a certain amount of time to sign up for this, right? And so we did, and then later we handed that package off to a travel agent. But when we first signed up, the cruise package included free drink package, free gratuities, free meals at their restaurants, and free Wi-Fi. And then when we got on the cruise ship, we noticed we didn't get any of those. And I'm wondering if, since we handed that off to a travel agent and she finalized everything, did we lose that? Have you heard about those packages being dropped?
No, but what I'm assuming may have happened. So they used to call it they are currently calling it the Have It All package. Is that the one you're talking about?
Well, I don't remember that name, but okay, it did include a lot of free,
right,
you know, items, which really makes it your trip a little more enjoyable. You
exactly
know, not worrying about gratuities or drinks or, you know.
Right. So was it Holland America?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't want to bring up
No. It's okay. Yeah. I honestly think what happened is, from the time you make, because what, Ron, what we should do is clarify for the listeners what happened here. So when you are on a cruise, it is not at all uncommon, it's very common, for them to have cruise advisors on the ship that get you to book your next cruise, right?
Yes.
Yep. And so they encourage you to turn that over to a travel agent. They're encouraging of that. And we're more than happy to take those over. That's usually what they suggest you do that. You know, if you'd like to turn this over to your travel advisor, feel free. You should be able to do this. I think what happened is, from the time they offered it to you until the time you actually sailed, I think they took the program away and changed it, is what I think happened.
Well, I know we had credits that we had to use by June, you know, this year.
Right.
And we just got back June 1st from the cruise. And so we got all the credits that we were expecting. And then we just thought those free packages would have gone along with us. But I just thought, since we got a travel agent involved, if maybe that's why they were canceled, but
I think
not really,
it is. I don't think that's it at all. I think what ended up happening was, either you didn't qualify if you were using future cruise credits, and whoever sold it to you didn't explain that very clearly, or they revised or changed the package from the time they sold it to you, and they should have honored what they sold you, but they revised or changed the package from the time they sold it to you till the time that you sailed, and you got what was currently in place, not what you should have had. But you know what? I really think that you should go back to your travel advisor and tell them exactly what happened. And if you've got some documentation or evidence of what it was that you were supposed to get, I would go back to Holland America with it.
For sure. For sure.
Okay. Yeah, we've got their phone number. We were thinking of doing that, but that's good advice.
Yep. I think, I you know, what they'll probably do is give you more credit, which means you get to sail with Holland America again. But, I mean, for the most part, I think you enjoyed the experience. It's just that you didn't get what was promised. And I'm with you. If they're going to give me Wi-Fi and a drink package and pay my gratuities, I'm all about that. That's definitely something that's valuable.
I didn't know it was taken away until we did go to the bar and I ordered a couple of drinks and, you know, they take your key card.
Sure.
And he said it was charged to my room and I thought I should have gotten the drink package. Anyway, okay, I'll do that. And if there are people on the fence about taking this Alaska land and cruise package, go for it because it was excellent. It really was.
Perfect.
We saw bear, we saw moose, the porpoises were out. We did see a whale, and it was excellent. Weather was great, too, by the way.
Great. Well, I'm glad, for the most part, your experience was pleasant. That's great.
Yes.
Thanks, right. Ron.
Thanks, Ron. Have a great weekend. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Tom from Wind Lake on the line. We'll get to him next. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:53, the final segment for the Fox World Travel Show. My name's Dayton Kane, in with Rose Gray. 855-616-1620. That's the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. Good morning, Tom in Wind Lake. What's your question?
Hi. We're going fishing for the first time in 3 years. Up to Canada because we always go every year, but of course the COVID closed that down. But anyway, just was wondering, we got all our shots, vaccinations, got the cards, got all that. Do we don't have to like pre-test or none of that stuff to get over the border because obviously we're driving.
Yep. April 1st.
Also coming back into the States.
Yep. April 1st, the Canadian government has lifted all requirements for COVID to enter their country. So nobody at the border is going to ask you for anything when you are crossing into Canada. At this point in time,
you got to have shots though, right?
Nope. You don't have to show anything anymore. You don't have to show anything anymore.
To get into Canada. What about coming back?
Yep. You don't have to have a test to get in back into the U.S. if you're driving across the border.
And you don't have to have your shots to get into Canada or coming back?
Nope.
What the heck?
When are you traveling?
You have no idea how many people are not going on this trip because they haven't had their shots. So obviously they don't even have to worry about it.
No, so what you should definitely do is go to travel.cg.ca. That's the Canadian government site.
Hang on, let me just write this down. Travel.
.gc.
Yeah.
.ca.
.da.
C
as in right. Canada, C-A.
Right, C-A. Okay.
Yep, and they're just going to tell you that.
I appreciate it.
If you have not had your COVID series, you should continue to avoid non-essential travel. But if you have to, there's a whole long list of things that you can do to stay safe and all that kind of stuff. So
good luck. Well, good fishing.
Like I said, we're in the middle of nowhere up there. So.
All right, Tom.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
First-time caller, so I enjoy your show.
Thanks, Tom.
All righty.
Have a good weekend. All right, we have about 30 seconds left. Rose, wrap it up for us.
So we just want to remind everybody that on the 16th of June, we are having a very fun, informative event. It's a virtual event. It is called Adventures by Disney. You will be delighted with the people who are hosting it. It's Frank Westfall, our Disney representative who knows more about Disney than probably Mickey Mouse himself, and Chelsea from our Dream Team, who will be helping Frank answer all of the questions. They're going to talk about what makes an Adventure by Disney a unique experience for you and your family. Sign up. It's June 16th at 6 p.m. Also, don't forget about our VTI, which is our Vacation Travel Institute, and our BTI, which is our Business Travel Institute. We're super excited about this. We've had a lot of people apply already. This is paid training to become a business travel specialist or a vacation travel specialist at Fox World Travel.
All right. Good to see you. We'll see you next week at the same time. Coming up next, Annex Wealth Management, the Money Talk program on WTMJ.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.